Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parisian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parisian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm on vacation at the beach, so it's hard to complain when you've been sitting on the sand all day long.
Yeah, it's really hard to complain. And besides, you know, just the fact that the crap is so hot. Yeah. And you know, sometimes ends up places you don't know you could end up saying. So
that's fair. That's fair. Currently we have red flags, so I'm not going to drown this week, hopefully. So I've been sitting on the beach in the chair, but hopefully the water will go down just a little bit, get a little swimming in the ocean. Been a while since we talked. I think we talked, said it was June 13th. So we're going on 17 or 18 days since we last recorded. A lot has happened since there. I mean, you had Omaha, congratulations, Jacob, on picking the national champion.
Thank you.
I'm going to save a little gray. I mean, I got the runner-up winner of game one, too. I thought we both did pretty good when you go through. I mean, I know, but then we both got session one correct or day one correct, and then maybe we split day two, or you got both our game. I don't remember exactly.
I think I was good for my first six, and then I had Florida and Kentucky played, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I got that one wrong. Is where it kind of went bad for me. But, you know, just feeling, you know, successful because conference won. So, you know, makes us look the best. What, this last six, right? Or last five? Last five, something like that.
Yeah, you had Florida State there. So, no, Florida State was there in the fourth because they played Tennessee beat Florida State in the semis.
No, I'm talking about the last champions.
Oh, yeah. The last one was Oregon State in 2018-19 when yeah. Arkansas dropped the foul ball in foul territory, or we would be talking about six of the last six.
Yeah, so really impressive run by this conference, and just shows that it's the hardest, I think, most competitive, and you know, overall, and mm-hmm. kind of going into what we were talking about in this episode of all three of the major three sports, probably the most competitive.
Yeah, and you know, they talked a lot about how the SEC had not won one. The first one they won was in 1990, and then since then, completely dominant. And you know, that's what happens when you invest in your programs, which is why you're seeing a lot of basketball programs are now starting to. I'm not predicting Auburn. I mean, the SEC is going to win five of the next six, but we're seeing a lot of basketball teams get invested into. What you're talking about, Ole Miss, Chris Beard, and then our Mississippi State, Chris Jan, Nate Oates at Alabama. I mean, you just got Cal and Arkansas. I mean, even though Arkansas's had plenty of resources, we're just slowly as a conference. I mean, there's no doubt they're the most dominant conference, but if we can just get us a basketball national championship, I mean, I think it's pretty locked up at that point.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You know, obviously that could have been my team's job to do, but came out just a little bit short. But I think this episode we're going to get into is just kind of it's fun to talk about. It's fun to have opinions. Thankfully, we're not on like an upscale stage to where like if our opinion just is kind of off the wall, it doesn't get blown up. But one thing, too, is, you know, just had some big coaching news kind of from following Omaha the day after, actually, mm-hmm. You know, just it's kind of a bad way to go. I know Kendall Rogers posted that he had some inside scoop on what happened, but he just probably thought it was best for those teams to go their separate ways about it. I even saw where somebody said that he was – that Schloss was recruiting kids of Texas on a burner phone before the championship series. So, you know, how true that is, you never know. But just – feel like just the way he went about doing it was just kind of – is what everybody's kind of upset about, I think.
Oh, yeah, because, you know – less than 24 hours before he even announced, or they was officially announced, you know, the rumors were circling and he denied it, and yelled at a reporter at the same time. Like, you know, if you're going to deny it, at least be civil about it, even if you're lying through your teeth, or if you're going to yell at him, at least be honest, but you don't do both.
Right.
And then, you know, he turned around and as soon as Slosh hit the official, you had A&M people jumping in the portal left and right. And then Slosh took all the assistants,
which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, since then, Michael Early has announced, or it's officially official. It's officially official now, right?
I think so.
it's officially official that Michael Early, who was the hitting coach last year for A&M, and if you saw them hit a baseball, I think he did a pretty good job with that, is now leaving Texas after 3 or 4 days to now become the head coach at Texas A&M. So looks like the Aggies got their guy.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the players and former players are, you know, people that were on this past year's team were, you know, rooting for him to get the head job. And so I think you're going to see a lot of people exit the portal and come back, which, you know, doing it, I can understand doing it for your own interest. You know, just look at other programs until maybe you see if you're going to have the right person that you want to lead you. I think that's only fair, especially, you know, with coaches doing it now so often, like Schloss just doing it, you know, a couple days ago. If he can leave and jump ship just like that, I think it's just as fair that players get to do the same.
No, I mean, I agree. I think it would have been a cold blow if Schloss would jump ship and then they'd all went to Texas. I think, you know, say what you want. I mean, we've had a little bit of a taste, just a little bit, with Aiden Holloway between Alabama and basketball. I mean, when we even had one in football where Antonio Kite left Alabama, now at Auburn. But I couldn't imagine if one of the coaches did it, Jacob.
Yeah.
State of Alabama would burn. It would burn to the ground one way or the other if, you know, let's just say, you know, Bruce Pearl left to go be the head coach of Alabama, or Nick Saban or DeBoer left to take the Auburn football job. Like, it's just a little crazy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I think then the SEC would kind of take our slogan if it just made sense at that point, because there's no way you could do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, me could, but, you know.
Well, I guess it kind of, quote unquote, Arkansas taking Cal. I mean, reality, I mean, who's, you know, it, debate on whether Cal's going to be fired or if he's going to be let go or not, but who takes a coach from Kentucky? Just doesn't happen for basketball.
Right.
But Arkansas pawned up. You know, Walmart got the job done.
Right. I think it's, was it John Tyson's his name? Or Phil Tyson?
Yeah, for Tyson's Chicken. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like best friends. So, yeah, made a little too much sense for him.
I think I'd be best friends with the Tyson family too.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
All right. Well, I guess that's about caught up the news from the past 17, 18 days since we've last recorded. Anything else we need to add on that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, just, you know, a few, I don't know as far as NBA guys from the SEC that were drafted, but I know Reed Shepard was the highest.
Third.
Was it Antonio, not Antonio Reeves. It was Rob Dillingham.
Went ninth.
Yeah. And then I don't know where Connect went, but I know he went to the Lakers.
17th, I think. 17th or 18th, somewhere through there, which is a steal. That's a steal.
You know, J.J. Redick's now about to be coaching that man. If there's anybody that knows how to catch and shoot a basketball, it is Mr. Redick. So, you know, I think it's going to be great, just because, you know, just you're going to get to work with arguably, you know, 1A, 1B, the greatest basketball player of all time. So it's a really cool moment for him. I know Antonio Reeves, he went to the Pelicans.
Yeah, second round, I believe.
So I'm trying to think of who else. I know.
Has Estrada signed anywhere?
He signed with the Pistons.
Okay. And then Jalen Williams signed with the Nuggets. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Was that the only guy eligible for Alabama?
That went, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think Sears would have got drafted had he gone, but Stevenson may have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I think from R2, that's it. I'm trying to think of anybody else that may have been drafted.
Leo Borman has not got a undrafted free agent deal yet, so.
Maybe he should stick to his career in playing guitar.
he could do us a little intro for this podcast. That way I don't have to keep saying what's up, everybody.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I guess we're officially in the dead zone. July is the only month without any SEC sports. You know, August will catch the back end of football, and June had Omaha. So as long as teams make Omaha, that we're going to have that time. So it's a little bit of a dead period for us. So hopefully we're not going to bore you too much. I know we talked a little bit about going every 2 weeks, and we actually went 2.5 weeks since we recorded. But this is officially summer. Do we want to call it? Is it season four? Is it season four? Is it just the summer?
You know, little season four, but, you know, it's – crazy to think that it's been a year almost. Like tomorrow will be you know, 11 months into it, which has just been crazy. It's been a, what a year for the conference, right? I mean,
what a year for being right. Really a year for being wrong too.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of those moments. You know, I think this football season is going to be fun. I know, but tomorrow is the 1st of July, right?
Yep, and that means Oklahoma and Texas will now be officially SEC members.
Yep, horns down. Absolutely. So, I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I think it's going to boost a lot. I mean, Oklahoma made a regional this year in baseball. Obviously, they are who they are in softball. Exactly. Oklahoma and Texas played for the
Natty. Yeah.
You know, and then Oklahoma and Texas have always just had, you know, middle of the pack, good basketball teams.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, baseball is Texas is about to be completely back. You know, this year they had a little bit of a down year, but you know, they're gonna be back. And then
Oklahoma hosted and they won the Big 12. So
right there you go with that. And then I mean, both of them with women's basketball. I mean, Texas got Vic Schaefer, who was at Mississippi State for a long time. He's now at Texas coaching. So I don't know about women's basketball for Oklahoma, but. You know, and then going to football.
Oh, before even football, Texas volleyball is super good too.
So, you know, I think it's an all around good thing. Now it goes, you know, makes the conference a little bit bigger. You know, some naming rights and stuff probably different, you know, TV contracts and stuff. But, you know, who cares? Like, this is just all it's going to do is just boost up competition. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make it a little bit more fun.
Well, in honor of those two joining, I think we're going to release this episode tomorrow, July 1st. I think that'd be a good idea. We are going to just, we just talked about how Texas and Oklahoma have really good athletic programs. And since we cover the Big Three, we decided to rank 1 through 16, the Big Three athletic departments in the SEC. It's a really tough list, actually. I'm going to give the credit to Zach Blackerby and Brad Law from Village Vice. They were the first people to see that I saw do this list. And I thought it'd be a good idea to not steal, but come off of it just a little bit. So are you ready?
I guess so. I know we talked earlier, but we both are going to have the number one team. You want to go from bottom or you want to go top? You want to start at the bottom and then go up, or do you want to start at the top and go all the way down?
Let's go 16 to one. Let's go okay. 16 to one. Just one at a time going back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You maybe a little explanation, not much. Cause you know, it's not like we know too much, but just off of what we think.
All right. I guess I'll do the honors for the first one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, at 16, I have Vanderbilt. Little explanation behind that. You got Vanderbilt's baseball program, historically good, down year this year. And I think we're doing this based off this past season, so the 2023-2024 academic year is for the same thing for sports. And Vandy, bad basketball team, really bad football team, and an okay baseball team, and I think that was enough to warrant them the 16 spot.
Yeah, I mean, I got Vandy too at 16. Like you said, just very bottom, always the bottom two of the conference in basketball. Same thing with football, just not really competitive, it felt like, hardly ever, but especially this past year. And then, you know, Vanderbilt in the baseball, historically, like you said, under Tim Corbin, historically under him, good. Before him, nobody knew who Vanderbilt was in baseball. So, but this past year, you know, just really kind of stunk it up. And not living up to the hype in baseball too. So, you know, when you got bad, okay, you know, I feel like it kind of warrants the last spot.
Yeah, and that okay team went 0-2 in regionals and then lost to the 4 seed High Point in the regional. I think they were where were they?
Clemson.
Right. So just not good. All right, Jacob, let's see your 15.
15, I got Missouri. You know, like we talked about, football for them this past year, really good, very good. Baseball, very bad. Basketball, awful. So, you know, I feel like they're really good at football. Helped them jump over Vanderbilt as far as being okay in baseball. So I'm going to go Missouri at 15.
Yeah. And I will preference that we talked 30 seconds about 16, 15, 1 and 2. We have not shared the rest of them. So it's possible that we're completely off, but it's also possible that we have the exact same, which I hope not for the sake of conversation.
Yeah.
But the reason I had to preference that is because I also have Missouri at 15. Like you said, really good football. I was saying, won a New York Six Bowl. But then worst team in basketball, didn't win a conference game in basketball. And then I think technically they're the last place team in baseball because Auburn took 2 and 3 from them and they finished with the same conference record. So, you know, I mean, shout out Eli Drinkwitz for keeping Missouri out of the 16 spot because they were very close.
Yeah.
All right. Next 14. I'm going to say Arkansas. I don't know if that's what Jacob had, but Arkansas had a very bad football year. Pretty good. 1-7. Yeah. 4-8 overall. And then they won the West in baseball. So that's good. But then they also, did they go 0-2 in Hoover? I think they either went 0-2 or 1-2. And then they also
went 1-2.
1-2 and then lost in their own regional to the 4 seed. And then basketball, not great. I think they finished 10th, maybe 11th. And then they lost, quote unquote, Eric Musselman was probably leaving in the way, but they lost their head coach and they took Cal. So that's good. Maybe that's good. But other than that, they just have not been, they've had, if we were like you said, okay, or bad, okay. They were terrible, goodish, okay. And I think that warrants the 14th seed.
Yeah. I think the being, I also at 14 have Arkansas. I think the good baseball team kind of, it's not as good as how Missouri was at football, but I think the being better, the being any what better at basketball triumphed them over Missouri, you know, just, I think it was very close though. Like I think it's extremely close. If Missouri would have probably went, you know, if they'd have won 5 or 6 basketball games, may have had Arkansas at 15. So, I think Arkansas's baseball and being just not so terrible at basketball and football this past season helped them go to 14. All right, at 13, I have Mississippi State. So I think their baseball program was back on the rise this past year, getting back to how they used to be. But football just wasn't it. What, 1-7-2?
No, they were, they made a bowl game. They were
1-7 in conference though. They were 5-7 overall.
Okay. That's right. I guess they didn't make a bowl game. Yeah. Cause they fired Arnett.
And then basketball, middle of the pack. I think they were the 9 seed, which is, seems like the most constant thing ever. So, just, you know, that middle of the pack basketball. Baseball is up there, but football is just not where it's supposed to be. So I had State at 13.
Yeah. I mean, looking at just the same way that you didn't know how close, I mean, I have State at 13 also, but the same way that you said Missouri and Arkansas is close, I think Arkansas and Mississippi State is probably a little closer. Because you could argue that Arkansas is a better baseball program because they both, I mean, Arkansas won the West, but then they both lost in the regionals. State was better in football by one game. They were both 1-7, but non-con. State was 5-7. Arkansas was 4-8. And then in basketball, I think Arkansas was the 10th seed. Didn't I say that? 10th seed?
No, they were the 12th seed.
The 12th seed, and State was the 9. So
yeah, 2 games.
Was the difference between football and basketball, like which one was more? And I kind of said basketball was a little bit better. So I gave Mississippi State the nod over Arkansas right there. All right, 12. Hopefully for the sake of conversation, we got one different. I have South Carolina. And Jacob's over here laughing, so which means we might be really similar on that. But I have South Carolina just because they made a regional, 13-7 in conference play, so not ideal. They had a good Hoover run and then lost in their regional and the NC State regional in the finals. Football, they made a ball game. I'm trying to think their exact record. They were...
Or South Carolina?
South Carolina. They were 5. No, they did not make a bowl game. So 5-7. Yeah. Terrible. And then, like I said, basketball, they made the semis in basketball and finished 5th. So a good, decent basketball year, but not so much well in the other two. And then, you know.
Yeah, they did finish 5th. That's right.
Yep. Finished 5th. And baseball, they ended up letting go of their head coach after that. So I think South Carolina would be a down year, and that warrants them the 12th seed.
Yeah. So I have South Carolina at 12 as well. Just thought their basketball run really helped them triumph over Arkansas. I think that basketball run kind of was better than how Arkansas or how State was at baseball this year. So I went with South Carolina at 12. At 11, I have Oklahoma. I think their baseball team was pretty good this year. You know, just they hosted a regional, didn't make it out of it. Football, I think, went 10-3. And I think that's what it was. Yeah. Wait. No. I think it was 10-3.
I think you're right. They were third. They didn't make the Big 12 because Oklahoma State did, but I think they were half a game, and I think Oklahoma State got the nod because of the head-to-head.
Yeah, so, you know, good, but didn't get a chance to compete for the postseason. And that was kind of one thing that Wells and I talked about before is that we were going to kind of go 55, or we were gonna honor postseason a little bit more, not much more, but a little bit more. And so, you know, their basketball team, you know, middle of the pack, did not make the NCAA tournament. And then, you know, football, I just think the inability to not come out of the regional hurt them and everybody I have ahead of them.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have them a little lower. I have them a little higher up, or lower higher up. They're whatever, higher. How you want to, yeah, higher than them. I have Ole Miss here. You look at Ole Miss, you know, most people think Ole Miss baseball, not good this year. Basketball is middle of the pack. And they did have a good football team. Lane Kiffin was able to get the New Year's Six Bowl over Penn State. But the other two were just kind of a little bit of disappointments. And the same way that I, you know, Missouri had a good football team, but the other two were bad, I think Ole Miss was just a little bit better than the other two, and then they had a similar football team. So I just didn't think they were as well-rounded enough to break the top 10, so I have Ole Miss at 11.
Yeah.
And then at 10, I have Auburn. Like I said, we honored the postseason success, so they came second in basketball in the regular season and then won their tournament. The SEC tournament. Now, granted, they did lose in the first round at 64, so I don't know how much that weighs, but I have to honor the banner that's going to go up in Neville Arena this year. Football made a bowl game, so mediocre, and got blown out in it. Again, bad postseason success, and then baseball had a bad year. So I definitely could see Auburn. I mean, you could make the Auburn. I don't think you can see them no higher than 10, but I think you could even argue that they're 12 or somewhere through there. But maybe I'm a homer, so I'm going to give Auburn the nod at 10.
Yeah, I have Auburn at 10 as well. Just kind of almost near middle of the pack, just a little bit below it. I think, like you said, the basketball run, winning the SEC tournament championship, I think that really helped. You know, like you said, football, just actually very middle of the pack, mediocre. Making the bowl game really puts you over some, but just the inability and, you know, to finish not make Hoover, I think that hurt in baseball. But I thought Auburn was a very middle of the pack just overall this year. So at 9, I have Ole Miss at 9. I thought football kind of elevated them over Auburn. I thought, you know, baseball's success was, you know, baseball was just a little bit better than Auburn. You know, actually made Hoover lost the game, mm-hmm. To Mississippi State, and, you know, basketball maybe not as good as it could have been. So, you know, maybe could have argued 9 and 10 there for me, but I thought that Ole Miss's football success was, put them just ahead of Auburn, but, you know, maybe the championship from Auburn could have been warranted, but, just my opinion. So,
yeah, 9, I have Oklahoma. So we have 9 and 11 switched. Like you said, they had I guess a lot of teams would say Oklahoma was successful in football this year. Maybe somebody inside the program would say not as much. Because they didn't beat they beat Texas in the regular season, but they weren't able to make the SEC. I mean, the Big 12 championship. So, and I'm trying to think who they played in their bowl game. I don't remember if they won or lost. I think they lost to Arizona.
Arizona, they lost.
Yep, that sounds right. So, you know, good football season. Like Jacob said, they did not make the postseason basketball. So, and I think they finished 10th overall in the Big 12, which has 13 or 14 teams because it's not the Big 12. I think that's right. How many teams were in the Big 12 last year?
14.
14, and they finished 10th, so near the bottom. And then baseball, like Jacob said, they won the Big 12, and then lost in the regional. So kind of similar to like Arkansas did. Really good regular season, not so much postseason. So for that reason, I have Oklahoma at 9. And then 8, I have Florida. you know, they had bad football year, and it's probably going to be worse. They went 5-7 last year, and I don't think they're going to make 5-7 this year. Basketball did make the finals before losing to Auburn in the SEC tournament, and they finished 6th in the regular season, so that's very respectable. And then, although they did lose in the first round to Colorado, so disappointment, probably you could say, especially after their little run they had at the end of the regular season. And then baseball, talk about being mid throughout the year, and then they made it to March or April and May and just turned it on and found a way to finish the 4th, 5th, and they top 6, I know, because they weren't the first two to go home. Mm-hmm. So pretty good season for, I guess you would say, that's a pretty good season for Florida baseball? I mean, making Omaha, it's hard not to say that, but at the same time, that regular season, I mean, yeah. I think
regional that they weren't supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great, great regional. I mean, the great with Clemson and all that too, and Supers. So For that reason, because of their Omaha success, I have Florida all the way up at 8.
Yeah, I have Florida at 8 too. I think their overall success for Omaha, just how they turned it around through the year, but also their pretty good basketball season. I mean, overall, you know, making it to the semis or the making it to the championship game of the SEC tournament, I think that really helped their case there. Like you said, really bad football season. So that I got Florida at 8 as well. At 7, I have A&M. So, you know, making it to the championship game in baseball, you know, not able to win it. Thought that, you know, great part on them, but I feel like the next two were kind of, you know, they made it to the Sweet 16, right? Basketball. Where did they beat? Did they beat Houston or did Houston beat them?
Houston beat them. So they made it to 32.
Yeah. And then football, just not very good, you know, not great. Went 4-4, made a bowl game, and, you know, and then went 7-6. So, like, you know, middle of the pack in football. And so, but I feel like that great success they had in Omaha really kind of boosted them up to 7 for me. I feel like the 6 ahead, you know, could be a historical thing for me, but it shouldn't have been. But I feel like the other teams just some success. And better than some areas, better in the other two areas, kind of triumphed the one area for A&M.
Okay. And I have LSU at 7. They were a win away from Omaha. So that's a little, I mean, most people consider that a great season. LSU not making Omaha is not a good season. I mean, it's just that simple with Jay Johnson. Really good football year. 10-3, I think, as well. Maybe 11-3. Maybe 11-2.
Yeah.
They lost. I'm trying to think if they won the bowl game. I'm trying to remember who the bowl game depends how many they won. And then basketball was kind of bad. They had some close games with a lot of good teams. They actually started decent and then just fell off, so didn't make it in basketball. But because of how good their football team was and because they were one win away from Omaha, I have them at 7. And then at 6, I have A&M. Like you said, A&M was able to make the finals in the College World Series. Super impressive. Super awesome impressive that your coach leaves you right after that happens. Basketball, they're always with Buzz Williams going to be a really good team. They're going to be tough to beat, especially at their place because of the way they play. And then football, like you said, it was kind of mid, but it was, for their standards, it was bad because they ended up firing their coach. So I gave A&M the nod at 6 just because, like you said, of how good their baseball team was this year. And it's debatable whether they could have won it with Braden Montgomery. I really think it is. I think if they'd have had one more bat in their lineup, they might could have been able to beat Tennessee. Maybe not in game 3, but maybe in game 2 they could have got there. Yeah. So for that reason, I have A&M at 6.
Yeah, so to flip it for me, I have LSU at 6. Just thought their football was a lot more impressive than A&M's football. LSU being, you know, one game away from Omaha, could have compared those two. I feel like it was good and great in that one. I feel like LSU was good, and then A&M was average football. And then, you know, basketball, I thought LSU was, you know, they were both 9-9. So, you know, one was the 8 seed, one was the 9 seed. So, or the 7, one was the 8. So, you know, it's kind of toss and turn, but I just thought gave LSU the nod just because football was a little bit better. So at 5, I have Kentucky at five. I felt like their run in Omaha really, you know, their baseball season really was just great for them. You know, and then football, not so great. And then basketball, you know, had a decent season, you know, pretty good to get, you know, I was always good to make it to the tournament, but, you know, getting knocked out by Oakland in round 1, you know, I thought their baseball and just making it and kind of rising them out of the grave put them at 5 for me.
See, and for 5, I have Texas. Because Texas had the really good season in football, just like Kentucky did in baseball. And then Texas was a game away. I mean, they were a game away from making the national championship. So they were in the semis in football. So, and that, you know, like you said earlier, or like you said, their basketball teams was not good this year. They were okay, but not great. And then baseball, I mean, enough to fire their coach. So for that reason, because of how good their football team was and went a game away from making the finals in the CFP, I have Texas at 5.
Yeah.
And then at 4, I have Kentucky. I have Kentucky at 4. Like you said, baseball season, really good season. For Kentucky standard in basketball, it was not that great. It was good, but not great. And you got to think about this when we're evaluating different athletic departments. For a lot of teams, that basketball season that Kentucky has is considered an exceptional, and you're going to extend your coach because of that. But in the end, they were talking about firing Cal, which is, you know, a little different. So I have Kentucky at 4.
Yeah, I have Texas at 4. I thought they did. They didn't they win the Big 12 championship game?
Mm-hmm. They did.
So, didn't they win? Did they win the regular season too?
Yes.
So I feel like winning those two and then making the CFP, being what I think it was one possession away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being that close, I think basketball was kind of middle of the pack. Like, you know, baseball, obviously enough to fire their head coach. But I feel like that success in football triumphed Kentucky's overall success in baseball just by a little bit. So that's why I have them at 4. And at 3, I have Georgia. I just feel like, you know, they were 11-1, the only loss coming to Alabama in the SEC championship game. Or they were 12-1, right? Or 13-1. They went undefeated.
Lost to Bama in the the championship, and then won their bowl game.
Right. So, you know, one, you know, really close to being in the CFP, made it to the SEC championship game. So you got that. And then baseball makes it to a super regional, one game away from Omaha. And then, you know, basketball, not great. You know,
I mean, bubble team.
Yeah. So not great, but not awful. A lot, I think pretty good for Georgia standards in basketball. So, but I just feel like their success in football, and they're really nowhere, you know, their success in baseball that not many people thought they'd probably have this year. I think that gets them at 3.
Yeah. And I have them at 3 too. I think we're gonna be pretty similar going out the rest of the way. I think we're gonna be the exact same, actually. Like you said, really good football team. Maybe could have been in the CFP, up for debate. Baseball, one win away from Omaha, and then their basketball team was a bubble team for, and then they also had a really good run in the NIT. So there, if there's not many teams that, you know, bubble team and then two really good teams, so we're going to have them at 3. And then I have Bama at 2, Final Four. I think you could say that the Final Four was really impressive for Alabama. Semifinal loss, so that's really two close things for football, really close to making the championship. And then baseball, like you said, regional. Or like we were talking before, they made a regional in the first year head coach. So it was a really good year, in my opinion, for Alabama athletics.
Yeah. This one was kind of a toss up for me. But I think the reason I'm going to have Bama at 2 is because I think one national championship beats two semifinal appearances. So, I'm going to have Alabama at 2, you know, very successful year football, you know, how the year started, you didn't really think that was going to happen. You know, you sneak in kind of by the, you know, you kind of sneak into that 4 spot. And then basketball, you know, you just kind of grind your way through, you know, make it to where this program really kind of looks like it should be with the success and the people that you have in the program. And then, like you said, you know, making the regional, you know, we go 0-2 in the regional, but, you know, making the regional your first year head coach when for 5 or 6 years you didn't make Hoover, you know, pretty successful. And then, at 1, to round it out, we have Tennessee. I think the basketball, or the basketball made Sweet 16. Football, not bad. What, 10-3?
Yeah, I think Citrus Bowl, Outback Bowl, one of them too, which is a really good bowl. I mean, it's a New Year's Day bowl, but not a
9-4.
Yeah,
9-4. You know, and then baseball, just winning the SEC championship, SEC tournament championship, and then the national championship. I feel like winning those, you know, winning that one triumphs the two that Alabama had, the two semifinal appearances. So Tennessee was just overall this year the best athletic department.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't have anything to add on it. We're wrapping it up, so I'm going to ask one question and try to make it quick. What team do you have, if we did this again next year, do you think could make the most jump?
I could see it being,
I'll say South Carolina. Is that what you said?
Lamont Paris did a great job with basketball this year. I think he has pieces he can work with. I don't think they're going to be the most successful. But then you got Paul Maneri, now is your head coach in baseball, knows how to win. So I feel like they can make that jump from where I have them at 12. I think they could be in the top 6.
I think that's a good answer. I was going to say Auburn, just because I feel like Hugh Freeze is on the come up. And then it's rare for Butch Thompson to have a bad team. And then you got Bruce Pearl already. But I definitely could see South Carolina too.
So, all right. Well, I think that wraps up, I guess, what we could call officially episode 1 of season 4. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week or in a few weeks.